Hello and welcome live from Tehran. You've tuned to Press TV's World News. I'm Marcia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. First story takes us to China this hour, where Kim Jong-un has met with China's President Xi Jinping in his first foreign trip as North Korean leader. Now, the meeting was held in Beijing, where the Chinese president hosted a banquet to welcome the North Korean leader and his wife. The meeting focused on improving bilateral relations and the situation on the Korean Peninsula, among other topics. Following the talks, Kim reportedly stated that North Korea was committed to denuclearization and is willing to hold talks with the U.S. He said the denuclearization issue could be resolved if South Korea and the United States respond to the North's efforts with goodwill. He also called on Seoul and Washington to take progressive measures for the realization of peace. Kim's visit to Beijing comes ahead of proposed summits with South Korea and the United States. Well, let's cross over to Seoul, joined by Press TV's Jennifer Chang. Jennifer, so fill us in on this historic visit.
Yes, well, right now the Chinese media has not been very forthcoming of what was said between Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, and the Chinese leader, Xi Jinping. But this is the North Korean leader's first visit abroad to China. And it's expected that he discussed the upcoming inter-Korean summit between North and South Korea in April, as well as the other summit between the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump in May. These are two historic summits, and they are expected to discuss the North's denuclearization. The North Korean leader reportedly told South Korean officials visiting Pyongyang in March this month that he is willing to denuclearize. And so all eyes are on the upcoming summits, whether indeed the North Korean leader is able to find some sort of compromise with the U.S. and with South Korea, especially the U.S., which is insisting that the North give up its nuclear weapons if it is to ease the sanctions, the maximum pressure that the U.S. President Donald Trump has been pursuing against the North. Now, both sides have to compromise to some extent in order for these talks to succeed between the U.S. President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in May. And some people are worried that with the appointment of the new national security advisor, John Bolton, who is insisting very forcefully that the North give up its nuclear weapons if the U.S. is to ease sanctions, whether the North will be able to accept such a deal from the U.S. The North, after all, has to consider all of the money that it poured into nuclear weapons, public opinion, and so forth. And denuclearization is not something that is going to happen overnight.
Right. I'm wondering there in Korea, South Korea, where you are, Jennifer, because it's interesting what is taking place. Because the North Korean leader usually has been shown in a very negative light in much of the world media, especially Western media. However, he's the one that appears to be very conciliatory right now, and it is as if the United States is actually more and more being seen as being very aggressive and non-compromising. Anything being said on this side of things over there in your part of the world?
Well, there was a little bit of worry because the U.S. President Donald Trump appointed John Bolton as National Security Advisor, a well-known hawk who has advocated military intervention against North Korea to make it give up its nukes. And also Mike Pompeo, the CIA director, pending his confirmation, will become the new Secretary of State. And this also is a move that worries many South Koreans, because he is also known for his hawkish view. So this will be the most hardline foreign policy team seen in the U.S. government in years. And both sides have to compromise. The whole point of these talks is to compromise. Otherwise, why have the talks? The U.S. has to give in a bit, and the North Koreans also have to give in. Okay. So unless some sort of compromise deal is reached, then we are back to square one, and we will see the sort of threats and the insults that were traded between Trump and the North Korean leader last year.
All right. We're keeping our eyes on that situation, of course. Thanks so much for that update out of Seoul. Press TV's Jennifer Chang.